Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Today, scripture is Psalms 54:1 in our chapter 3 of abstinence.
Father, let self-denial be the law of my life, as it was with Christ. Let me know the holy fasting of him who said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Only when I practice self-denial will I truly learn to walk in your steps. Give me a heart like yours, Lord. Amen.
When was the last time, my friend, you sacrificed something for the Lord? Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. That is what the brother of Jesus said, James, in chapter 4, verse 10.
Today's action. Skip lunch or dinner today and give your portion to someone else. Today's treasure can be found in the book of 1 Kings 21, verse 9. She wrote in the letter saying, "Proclaim a fast and seat Naboth with high honor among the people."
When I was younger, I was one of those people that had the philosophy of "don't dare me or I'd do it." I almost fit into the qualification of "it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." Except it was mostly the case of "when you think you're perfect." When our ego and when our might and when our minds get in the way, it's very hard for us to make a sacrifice for the Lord. We have to be taken like I was to the point where I realized I was nothing and no one without my Savior Jesus. My Lord loved me enough that he took me down and dangled my feet over the fires of hell to humble me. My friends, don't let him do that to you. Humble yourself and sacrifice to the Lord. Love him with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. As Jesus said, John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me."